Highbridge Audio presents The Know-It-All, one man's humble quest to become the smartest person in the world, by A.J. Jacobs. Read for you by Jeffrey Cantor.
I know the name of Turkey's leading avant-garde publication. I know that John Quincy Adams married for money. I know that Bud Abbott was a double crosser, that absentee ballots are very popular in Ireland, and that dwarves have prominent buttocks. I know that the British tried to tax clocks in 1797. Huge mistake. I know that Hank Aaron played for a team called the Indianapolis Clowns. I know that Adam, of Bible fame, lived longer than the combined ages of the correspondence of 60 Minutes and 60 Minutes 2, 930 years to be exact. I know that South America's Achagua tribe worshipped lakes, that the man who introduced baseball to Japan was a communist, and that Ulysses S. Grant thought Venice would be a nice city, quote, if it were drained. I know all this because I have just read the first 100 pages of the Encyclopedia Britannica. I feel as giddy as famed balloonist Ben Abruzzo on a high-altitude flight, but also alarmed at the absurd amount of information in the world. I feel as if I've just stuffed my brain till there are facts dribbling out of my ears. But mostly, I am determined. I am going to read this book from A to Z, or more precisely, AAC to Zhivets. I'm not even out of the early A's, but I am going to keep turning those pages till I'm done. I'm on my way. Just 32,900...